The economy and election 2020, that's our topic right now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Craig Huey. That's H-U-E-Y. He's a direct marketing entrepreneur. He's also the author of The Christian Voter Guide. His website is CraigHuey.com. Craig, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be on.
Well, I understand that you know a lot about jobs, and I heard somebody say a few months ago, wow, the debate here, not the debate, but the election 2020 really boils down to two things, one of two things, mobs or jobs. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have to agree with you completely. You know what? I've helped create millions of jobs with different advertising and marketing programs. And in the advertising industry, what basically happens is this: the second the economy goes down, marketing and advertising starts to dry up. And of course, right now with the historic pandemic lockdown, it's been economically devastating. So for your listeners, for so many people, businesses out of business, people out of work, and such a horrific disruption of people's lives. And this election is about how we're going to get through the recovery. Our economy right now is starting to recover, and it's also a good indication of the blue state versus a red state recovery. And we're seeing in the blue states and lockdown states horrific unemployment. We're seeing job-killing regulations. And in the red states where there's freedom, we're seeing economic growth take off like never before.
Yeah, I saw a headline that said 60% of the unemployment in America right now is in the blue states. 60%.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's huge. It's huge. You know, when I had to leave California, I started my business in California. And we help small companies become big, big companies become multi-million-dollar corporations. We've helped take entrepreneurs and make their dreams come true. And what we've learned from this is that California used to be an economic engine that created incredible wealth. Now it is one of the worst states ever to do business with. 5.5 businesses a week are leaving California. You've got so many businesses going out of business. You've got where I used to live, we had Toyota going to Texas and taking 5,000 jobs. In Nashville, Tennessee, they have Nissan that used to be in California. It's now in Tennessee. You cannot do business in these pro-socialist, heavily regulated states. You know, I think a good example is this. One of the reasons I had to leave California was a bill in California that said that companies cannot hire independent contractors. And as an ad agency, we hire independent contractors. So we had to leave one reason because of that. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash are about ready to completely leave California. Mm. Because they can't do business in California, and they're spending over $200 million on the ballot right now to save their companies. It's insane.
That is insane. By the way, where did you move, if you don't mind my asking? What state?
Well, we moved to Tennessee.
Okay.
And
I was just curious about that. One thing that really troubles me is that I see these people, let's say, moving out of New York, and then they're moving to Florida, or
yes,
they're moving to North Carolina.
Yes.
But they're bringing their same bad, yes, politics with them, and then they're voting in the same kind of bad policies and politicians that from which they tried to flee, or from which they did flee.
I
know you won't do that, but some of these others just do.
They do, and it's very disturbing, and there's not much you can do about it because the schools are teaching basic socialism. They're teaching about how government is the god, and they worship the government. And until we break that cycle of indoctrination, we really do have a problem. And I'll give you an example. What we learned from moving out of California is we cut our living expenses 40 to 50%.
Wow.
Our gasoline tax, you know, I mean, in California, is so incredible that, you know, we're paying over $3.50 a gallon in California, paying $1.89, $1.90 in Tennessee. Our property tax, our water bill, everything has been sliced. Anybody who's on a fixed income, anybody who's retired, anybody who's trying to get ahead, anybody who just is living paycheck daily in New York or Connecticut or Delaware or Pennsylvania or Illinois or California, they have to leave. They can't afford the economic consequences of the regulations and taxes.
All right, let me ask you a question. Recently, we saw debates with President Trump and Joe Biden, and the issue of the stock market came up. And I got the feeling from Joe Biden that, okay, so the stock market goes up, and then all these rich buddies of Trump, they're all doing well, but that leaves the little guy left in the dust. And it's certainly true that there are, you know, major income disparities. But help us unpack that. Help us to understand that from a Christian perspective as far as just basic economics.
Well, it's really a moral issue of trying to lift people out of poverty. And the way you lift people out of poverty is in a free market, in a capitalist society, you have to have capital. And one of the engines of capital is the stocks and the stock market. So the stock market creates wealth in a variety of ways. If the stock goes up, people make money. And people are making money right now in their 401ks and their retirement funds and pension funds. They're making money because the market's going up. That's a good thing. But for the companies themselves, it gives them the capital to be able to invest in new technology, invest in new discoveries, and come up with products and services that are going to help people and help lift people out of poverty. It gives them the ability to grow a company in order to raise the wages of the people working at that company. And to be able to lift people out of poverty, that's what free enterprise does. There's never been anything like what's happened with America and being able to lift people out of poverty. We've been the envy of the world. That's why people want to move here. And it's because we don't have the regulations and we don't have the taxes. And Joe Biden does not understand that. Joe Biden is calling for more regulations, more taxes, calling for having another lockdown, which would be just disastrous. So it set the fight to defeat poverty back 10 years. If we have another lockdown like Biden's indicating he's open to, we need to be able to have an economic engine. And it's, and yes, the stock market is just one example of what's necessary for people to be able to be better off and have higher income, higher wages, new jobs created, and new technology and innovations going on. That's what free enterprise does.
You know, it's interesting. You hear sometimes on the media, or see that, press releases or whatever from church leaders, and they're implying that, okay, because Jesus cared about the poor, and we know that's true, and he told us to go and feed the hungry and so forth, and in obedience to his command, we go about doing that. But he didn't necessarily say that they should remain in perpetual poverty, so that some people might politically benefit from them being in perpetual poverty. But I think there's a sense in which the social justice, so-called, is really almost, it's a misnomer. It's neither, well, it is social, but it's not just, if that makes sense.
It's not just, because it's devastating to people. When you hear the word social justice, when you hear a liberal a theologian talking about regulations and taxes and redirecting the economy towards the socialist economy, what you're basically doing is, first of all, taking away people's free will. You're doing legalized theft, where you're forcing people to pay for other people's income. You're taking away incentive for economic growth. And what you do is what you see in Venezuela. What you do is, when I was in Cuba, I never saw such a horrific degeneration of infrastructure and hope and feeling that anybody could ever get ahead. You take away, you suck out of the life of a person innovation and hope for the future. And so what Joe Biden was talking about and what these people talking about, having some type of economic social justice, their intentions are good, but they have unintended economic consequences, which is greater poverty, less opportunity, and a society where you don't have product choices. You don't have choices of services. You don't have innovations. You just are struggling to get by. And that's not the type of economy that I believe God would want us to have. God had created us with free will. God created us with the ability to make choices, and so in a free enterprise system, that lines up with how God has us. And basically, Adam Smith talked about the invisible hand. When somebody does something in their own self-interest, it works out to help the interests of the other people, and that's exactly what happens with the free market.
Talk about Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. I think, in effect, that's almost like it certainly would favor the free enterprise model far more than the socialist model, the parable of the talents.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's showing that you're looking ahead. You're looking towards growth, and you're looking towards multiplying, and God is a multiplier. And when people are free, they multiply.
Oh, that's and we'll be accountable anyway. What he doesn't want us to do is to take our talents and bury our talents. If you have like a complete, just more and more welfare type state, ultimately there are people who basically would not work. They would never develop their talents. They would go to their graves having just sucked off of the labor of others, and somehow that's done in the name of social justice. That seems to violate the spirit and the plain teaching of the parable of the talents.
It violates that, and violates all other scripture that we see about God giving people the ability and the freedom to make choices and to be able to multiply economic growth and multiply their talents. I think what you have is such a misunderstanding of how freedom works and how the economy works that you have somebody who say, like in the debate, Joe Biden did not tell the truth when he looked at the camera and he said, I want to raise the minimum wage to $15 and it will not cause businesses to go out of business. It will not cause unemployment. And Donald Trump looked at him and said, it's going to cause unemployment. It's going to cause businesses to go out of business. Who's right? Donald Trump's right. I have seen business after business that when the minimum wage is raised beyond what that company can afford, the people that are marginal, the people that are the maybe have handicaps, the people who have the lower productivity of the company, they're let go. And companies, many, for example, restaurants in recent years with the raise of the minimum wage, the restaurants have closed their doors. Mm-hmm. Every time you raise the minimum wage, you close the doors. What needs to be done? Those restaurants and those businesses need to be able to do well. And when they do well, they can raise their prices. Or the wages they pay their employees.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. When I started off my business, mm-hmm. I could not do much. But because I grew, I was able to raise the wages beyond the minimum wage. That's mm-hmm. what free enterprise does.
All right, Craig Huey, thank you so much for being with us. He has a regular report called The Huey Report. His website is craighuey.com, H-U-E-Y. Thank you so much, Craig. All the best to you.
Great. Thank you.